Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is this on?
You never take your eyes off the monster, and I'm looking forward to winning this. Excuse me.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Let the history books show
that
for 3 seconds, Joe had wrote, push Eric.
Down.
And then he wrote down.
Well, you know, I couldn't really just push mean. Eric. Well, where's the push Joe shirt? Let me tell you where it is. It doesn't exist.
That's
because
right.
It already happens. Yes.
I mean, I've been saying we need the Joe Pisano Lock of the Century shirt.
That's making fun of me, sir.
You with a giant lock.
That would be funny.
It would be funny.
Yeah, we have a shirt of Eric going, pizza?
That is a good shirt. It's the best shirt.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
What if anybody bought one? Like, if you can't do it, don't try it.
Yeah,
yeah.
That should be a shirt.
No, don't ever do pizza again.
I've thought about. Oh, please, I could do pizza. That's just like you.
It's trying so hard. I do it so naturally.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I mean, all we do
pizza?
Is
pizza. Oh my! Wow! Bravo!
Wow!
Oh, that was just amazing.
Adam Cole.
Oh,
wow. What does Adam Cole say?
I mean, for God's sakes, I came.
That's all of our listeners right now.
And that's,
they're like, he said the thing.
Yeah.
He said the thing.
You can only come if you say pizza.
Yeah.
Well, there it is.
I'm so close. Just say it. Pizza. No, you got to mean it.
Who's to say I don't say it when I come? Oh, God. Oh, God. Pizza?
So stupid. All right.
Okay, all right. Wow.
Welcome to the dumbest intro we've ever done.
Yes.
Thanks, Eric.
Another one for the books.
This is why.
Can't wait for that next Webby Award.
Thanks, Triple H.
God.
Yeah, there's a nominee right there. Yeah, you know, we're going to recap just Raw, I guess, right?
Just Raw.
There was a pay-per-view.
You guys
after.
Didn't watch SmackDown?
I skimmed it.
Ricochet beat Braun Strowman somehow.
That's not true.
I'm still wondering how that happened. I didn't watch it, but I heard it. Advance.
That can't
so
be true.
So it's the rematch from that
well, can't roll
one wrestling
up.
Show that everyone
you
wants.
You can't pin him. Was it a count out?
Honestly, don't know.
Oh, none of us know.
No, I don't know.
What was that like luchador wrestling on Spike TV?
Yeah, I know
a
what you're talking about.
A few years ago?
Yeah.
Apparently,
Lucha Libre.
Ricochet and Santos Escobar had like a feud on there as their characters on there. And it was a really
oh, yeah.
Match.
So I guess they're the finalists.
Yeah.
So either Gunther's going to fight Ricochet, who he beat. He beat Ricochet.
Recently.
For that title.
Right.
Or it's just going to be a heel-heel match and with Escobar and Gunther.
Going extra heel because he has a manager that actually does stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead
stuff.
Of like.
You mean Kaiser?
Kaiser right, Sosa. Yeah,
that's going to be weird. What a strange tournament. Yeah. You know, maybe just so that, oh, look, America won the tournament.
USA.
They won the World Cup. I mean, they did beat Iran today.
Yeah.
I feel like Raw was like 4 matches.
It was.
I think it was.
It was very, but they got through it fast, I feel.
Well,
the show went
a lot of filler.
The first hour was commercial free.
Right.
They're like, what do we do? Let's just make the whole first hour Judgment Day.
Dun, dun,
like
dun.
The whole hour Judgment Day. Yeah, Becky Lynch will come out for 5 minutes.
It's the Judgment Day hour.
Yeah.
We just want Andrew vomiting for an entire hour.
Well, the Becky Lynch thing was good.
Yeah.
She held her own.
Yeah, sure. That was like 5 minutes.
And I'll then hold your own.
Judgment Day.
Oh. Yeah.
Here you go. No commercial breaks. Just fucking suffer through it, prick.
Suffer.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're the worst.
Yeah.
All right. Before we get to that, so we have to thank a few new patrons. So thank you to Chuck Jones, Oscar Navarro and Ryan Meredith.
Navarro's? Navarro's?
Something like
Navarro.
That.
Navarro.
Navarro.
Yeah.
Roll those R's.
Navarro.
Oh, look at this guy.
Yeah.
Someone spent a week with their girlfriend.
Yeah, that's what we do. She teaches me Spanish.
I imagine that's what adult relationships
are. That's how I passed Spanish. Was like, but at the end of every semester.
Now?
Yeah. At the end of every semester, they would like, okay, now we're going to do like a skit. And I would just memorize my lines.
Uh-huh.
And then I would perform.
Oh, wow.
And that's how I did it. Because it'd be like, well, you have an F. But with that, you get an A and then you pass.
Oh.
This is how I felt.
I'm a genius.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Huge. Right, yeah. Huge.
So thank you to those three wonderful people. If you want to be like them, go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Only $5 a month. You can cancel any time, or you could do a year subscription like a lot of them have done.
So many.
You want to save some money.
We got money.
Weekly AEW recaps. We got the pay-per-view recaps like Survivor Series War Games.
Yeah.
Go check that out. That's out now. Joe and Eric did notes for the first time ever.
And how?
And read them in full detail. If you ever wanted like a full match description, like even with punches and all.
Come on, that's Eric.
That was both of you guys.
You know I ran through it very quickly.
I did not include punches.
You guys both were like, and then they punched. They traded some punches and then a headlock.
Yeah. And how was that? And how was that?
It was beautiful.
It was great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You better be careful there, all right?
You know,
otherwise, I want Andrew to be like, all right, the Judgment Day. What'd you guys think? Shit. Next up,
it's funny because, you know, we celebrated a winner.
Yeah.
At a Survivor Series.
We did.
But we didn't celebrate a loser.
Oh, right.
Who had the lowest score?
We do that.
Oh,
well, let's see. It certainly wasn't me. I won.
Correct.
It wasn't you.
It wasn't me.
No.
Did you actually score my card?
We did.
Oh, really?
We did.
Yes. Oh,
okay.
It's here somewhere. But
did we make bets?
Adam.
Did we make bets? Because I don't think we made a bet.
Oh, no. He's
because if I would have made a bet, I wouldn't have pussied out of the bet like someone I remember.
Hey, I throw back to the Lonely Island where they said pussy out like a boss. Yeah. And that's what I did.
That's what you did.
And I got my comeuppance.
It got way better. It got way better. The Hogan thing was great.
Yeah.
Come on.
But, okay, that's fine. That's fine. But I don't know.
Easy there, macho.
Let's wind the clocks back a year.
Oh, fuck your face.
Cream
if I can't do pizza, you certainly can't do Joker.
Let's wind the clocks back like 3 weeks.
Okay.
Who got the lowest score at Crown Jewel?
Andrew. I need confirmation somewhere.
Two in a row?
How do you even know this? Did you even do a Crown Jewel? You weren't even here.
No, but I listened to the recap.
Well, he won it, actually.
So I think Andrew deserves some sort of punishment, brother.
Josh. I know he lost to Josh.
Yeah. And I mean, I just want to put it.
Wait, I didn't lose to Josh. I'm still the AEW champ.
Yeah, but
no,
that,
Crown Jewel.
Yeah, he filled out a bracket. Josh is never going to. I mean, you should definitely start having Josh do punishments.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I was thinking.
I punish him every week.
That did not come out great, especially with how much time he spent.
Absolutely did.
Yeah, we shouldn't show him. So, don't say anything out loud. Just show him.
We had an idea for a punishment.
Oh, we?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, I. Yeah.
What the fuck is that? Come on.
You suck.
You suck.
But I don't hate him.
But it would be great to see you wear that.
Is it even going to have my size?
Sure.
Sure. Yeah, we'll see about that.
And I mean, if you don't want to wear that on the show because the point wouldn't get across, maybe we could just have you reenact the whole Kurt Angle entrance out in your driveway. Maybe you can chug some milk.
What the? That's way more humiliating than what you did.
Bullshit. I just sit an hour and a half right here.
Yeah, here.
Here. Dress as Hulk Hogan.
You didn't do it in front of your fucking neighbors.
Right, we can do it in the backyard.
They won't care. Hold on.
First of all,
you know, you're going to have a series of unfortunate events here. There are going to be worse ones than others. Mm-hmm. So you'd have to kind of get progressively worse in a way to make it interesting.
Yeah. Joe's punishment, next time he loses, he's going to kill a guy.
Well, depending on the guy, that's not punishment.
Ooh.
Yeah. No,
he's going to have to cosplay as Shawn Michaels and try to suck his own dick.
Well, if I could, I would.
That's not a punishment.
No,
that's
not.
That's a Thursday night.
I'll wear my pay-per-view prediction title with nothing on.
Yeah, that's...
That'll be a punishment.
That's for some fans.
For everyone else.
But not for some.
Not for most.
Yeah, for all.
Rito. But no, I think we should do this. I think we should have a loser. It's around once a month.
Yeah.
And the winner should pick what happens.
Okay. Well, you won, so why don't you...
When we have to come to an agreement, you don't... If I fucking say, chewing gum's illegal, I'm not throwing you in jail for chewing gum yesterday.
Hold on. Eric, whose hand did you shake to have to wear the Hogan stuff? I don't remember you ever going like, I agree to a bet, sign here. You just did it.
Yeah, that's true.
You just did it.
Because you pussied out of the original bet. That
I don't remember signing my life away for that one.
But he still took an L.
I took an L.
Come on.
Yeah.
Okay. So I didn't agree to anything.
Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
Slinglet. Drinking milk. That'd be great.
And get you the wrestling headgear.
All right. We'll discuss it later. First up. Where it opens.
All right.
No, so you didn't take notes.
Make sure to flood Andrew's DMs telling him he needs to man up, you know, just like you did when I didn't eat the fucking chip.
That's the opposite of manning up.
Why are you wasting time on this?
It's the honey, you brought it up, you piece of shit.
Oh my God.
I will say your wieners were amazing.
Well, when are they not?
Oh, yeah. And Josh especially loved having your wieners in his mouth.
Oh, I know he did.
Josh tried some.
Yeah,
I was nice enough to split them in half.
You know, he hasn't had luck with tacos, so he's decided to try out the sausage.
Them sausages. Them hot dogs. Right.
Yeah.
All right, so Raw opens with big time Becky Lynch. She says she's happy to be back and she loves all the fans. And
still says the man, though.
Well, what's the problem?
She's a big time man.
They just can't call her the man when she comes out.
They can put it on the Titantron.
But she could just... No, did it?
Yeah.
I thought it was huge. Big time.
Yeah.
Huge. No, it said the man.
The man.
Three straight times.
Maybe they sent Rick a check.
Or maybe he lost.
Yeah.
I mean...
I feel we would have heard about it.
I don't know.
Right. Like, he didn't coin that term, did he?
The man? To be the man? There's no way.
Well, but you could copyright it for wrestling.
Sure, but she didn't say to be the man, you have to Bex the slam. You know, nothing like that. You know what I mean? She just said I'm the man.
Fuck, that's going to be a shirt.
That was her fucking nickname for a long time.
They probably just said, Rick, ham sandwich. All right, fine. You know?
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll pay off one of your ex-wives. Okay, sure.
So yeah, Becky says she loves...
One of his visas.
She loves all the fans, so she goes into the crowd and she talks to some of the drunks.
Yeah, Randy Orton had very strong feelings on this.
Yeah,
he did.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
stupid.
Yeah, but
you did this.
Dude, that'll be your punishment. I get to run the soundboard for a whole.
This was
show.
Like too real in a way, right? Like it was almost like too real.
Well, let's hear. Let's hear. Right. Let's see these drunk fans.
No, I wouldn't. What's your name?
Zachary.
Come on, guys. He didn't know he was going to be on camera or microphone. This is great.
Look, I've pre-gamed. I've pre-gamed before. I've seen friends pre-game before.
I loved this.
This guy took it to a new fucking level.
The other guy in the X-Men sweater was awesome.
Yeah, you could tell he was a little nervous, but he's like, look.
He was.
Well, yeah, that's touching me.
He's like on his phone trying to pull up his camera instead of like looking at her.
Right.
Yeah. You know, she's right there. Next to him.
Yeah.
No one's going to believe me. You're on fucking television.
You're already being filmed.
Everyone is watching you.
You're already being filmed.
In 17 minutes, this is going to be on YouTube.
It's on your DVR.
Correct.
Don't worry about it.
Come on.
Yeah. So
act like you've been there.
Bailey comes out. She gets in the ring. Mm. But the fans chant, Becky, Becky, Becky. Over her, and Becky tells Bailey, why don't we do this right now? But then Io Sky...
Do what?
You know, fight.
Oh.
She said fight.
That's what they do. They fight.
I'm good at three things.
Ew.
Io Sky and Dakota Kai come down the stairs where Becky is, and they end up fighting in the concourse, and...
On the way up...
Yeah.
Becky grabs a fan sign and
starts hitting... Oh, thank you for doing that for real.
No, I'm sorry.
So it does hurt then.
No, it must. Yeah.
Well,
you just proved the theory, Eric.
He took the sign and then he whacked me with his fucking fist.
I whacked his headphones.
So if that's what she did, then yes.
If you do it like that. I mean,
Dakota Kai sold it like that.
Yes.
So...
All of Damage Control couldn't take out Becky in this segment.
Well, you know, I mean, you've got signs and shirts. How do they overcome that?
Right,
she beat them up with merch.
With merch. And then Bailey hits her with a toy Money in the Bank case, which Becky sells like,
Well,
Becky,
like it's the real Money in the Bank case.
Becky got like a fake gold chain and then Dakota sold it as if it was like a real gold chain.
Well, of course. Yeah.
So that was pretty funny.
Right.
But they're eventually separated by officials, you know.
And then they had like a fan plant who's like, wow, look how durable all that great WWE merchandise is.
Yeah. That fan, Shawn Michaels.
Next up, we have Rhea Ripley versus Meechan Mia Yim.
Looking at two shirts.
With Dominic.
Look at the one in the middle.
We got Dominic ringside. He hops on the apron. So Mia pulls him in and he begs her not to beat him up.
Mm.
But then Rhea attacks Mia from behind. Mm. But then AJ Styles runs out and attacks Dominic.
And basically knees Rhea in the fucking head. Trying to get to him.
No, but he can't hit her.
Well, he did.
No, like he, to get to Dominic, he went through the pin attempt.
Yeah.
And like literally took her out. It's like,
it was either a knee or a cock that knocked her off.
Cock punch.
Cock
punch. So after that.
Phenomenal cock punch.
So after that, the ref ends the match.
Oh.
And then Balor, Priest, and the Good Brothers run out and everyone brawls.
Don't do it.
For 10 seconds.
Don't do it.
And then Judgment Day retreats.
Uh-huh.
But then AJ Styles grabs a mic and challenges them to a 4-on-4 tag match.
Intergender continental match.
And then...
the intergender continental champion.
And then Judgment Day comes right back and they continue to brawl. So to recap, they were brawling.
Right.
Judgment Day retreats, but then Styles said, hey, you want to fight some more? And then they come right back.
Correct. Yeah.
It's like... Oh no, no, God, retreat. Hey, pussy. Hey.
Yeah. Well,
right. Like, this is why you should keep Teddy Long around.
It's like calling.
Just for moments like this.
Yeah.
They had Adam Pearce.
It's like calling.
He was all over the show.
Well, it's like calling Marty McFly chicken. You know?
That's it.
Right.
Stirs it all back up again.
So, in this case, just challenging them to a match is what does it.
Correct.
Yes.
So we have the Judgment Day versus the OC.
Uh-huh.
Rhea beat up Carl Anderson a bit, and they didn't force Mia to enter the ring like they usually do in mixed matches.
All right.
Of course, none of the men beat up Rhea.
Well, of course.
Rhea broke up Styles pinning Balor and then went to kick him, but AJ caught her leg, and it was like, does he finally do it?
Do it.
Does he finally hit her?
Yeah.
But then Balor stops him.
And then Randy Orton was like... pussy.
Yeah. Then Rhea and Mia make a hot tag and commentary was like, here we go, but we just saw this match.
Yeah, we're not seeing this for the first time. Here we nothing. Here we go again. Again.
5 minutes later.
Yeah, and they fought at War Games. Come on, guys.
Yeah, we just seen it.
Jesus.
Later, Mia gave Balor a body slam and commentary freaked out.
Like fucking Hogan slammed Andre.
Yeah.
It's like, what is Finn Balor, 100 pounds?
Yeah, no, she easily outweighs him. Let's not even pretend.
Right.
Let's not even pretend. Like, bigger than him.
And it was just like a scoop slam. You couldn't do like something cooler?
I know.
That's it.
Come on.
But Rhea gave Mia the Riptide for the win.
Yeah.
So we didn't really need the 4-on-4.
No.
Yeah. Like, I know, like, sometimes you guys, all the time, you guys are like, fuck indie bullshit. Mm-hmm. But like, you look at some indie match, like there was a match where Candice LeRae fought Cedric Alexander.
Right.
And he gave her his finisher.
The lumbar check.
Ooh. And I mean, she went fucking flying.
Yeah,
she sold the shit out of it.
That was great.
You know, it's like you could do like they're trained to take these bumps.
It's not about that. It's the fact it's the image. It's because every time Vince said to Trish Stratus, suck my dick in the middle of the ring. And then we found out that was all real.
That
they can't do it anymore.
Dick was actually being sucked.
Yeah, and now they can't demean women. And that's literally what it is.
It is.
They had such a bad reputation like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, that now they can't do anything.
Right.
Like as if that matters.
Yeah.
Which it doesn't.
Chris Benoit murdered his family. Okay. Right. Is every wrestler going to do it? Not all of them.
Well, eventually.
Most. No.
No, they're worried that, yeah, if little kids see men hitting women, then they're going to think that it's okay to hit women.
Right. So, like, kids can't watch TV.
Yeah.
Or movies.
Just or like or little read books. Kids watching men hit each other, they're going to think it's okay to hit each other.
Yeah, they sure are.
Hey.
Hey.
Fuckface.
I watched wrestling this week.
They allow the curb stomp, so.
Yeah. Mm. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from the Bloodline, minus the Bloodline.
Yeah, right.
Minus the main guy from the Bloodline.
The guy pumping all the blood.
Yeah. The head of the triangle or whatever.
Jey Uso says, we went to war on Saturday. I think I broke my hand for real. Oh, for real?
Oh.
Not kayfabe? Oh. For real, Jey Uso?
For real, for real?
I know.
Good.
I can't say that.
Jimmy says, somebody in the back is mad because Sammy ain't Kevin Owens' dog. Sammy is my dog.
Ura, ura.
And Sammy.
That's a dog, right?
Well, yeah. Sammy thanks Jimmy for always having his back. And then he tells Jey, I know you didn't always like me, but the way you embraced me at the end of that match, that was Usy.
Mm.
And I just want to know that from now on, we're on the same page. So Sammy sticks his hand out, but Jey slaps it away.
And they make out.
And they hug.
Finally.
And they kiss. And they fuck.
Right there.
And it was just... that was Sammy. He was so happy.
Yeah.
Oose.
He finally came.
It looked like Sammy tried to jump up for the hug, and then Jey was like, eh, we're not there yet.
Yeah.
He finally oosed all over Jey.
Mm.
So Jimmy joins in, and they try to get Solo to hug them, but he just stands there.
Solo's a dick.
Is it me, or is Solo like the new Taz?
Basically.
Right? Just stands there with a towel.
That's a good point.
That's kind of mean to Solo. Fuck. Taz. Blah.
Hey, don't be comparing other wrestlers.
Yeah.
That's some renegade shit.
Ooh, yeah. There it is.
I was awesome in ECW.
I was awesome in ECW in 1994.
Man, I'd be great for AEW. I'm 4 feet tall like all those guys.
Remember when they did those video packages on Raw? And it was like, oh, who's this 6 foot... five guy coming out, and then out comes a midget.
It was like he was coming to the ring, and he was just like, Where'd he go?
He's getting smaller. Is he under the ring?
Right. Where'd he go? Oh, no, he's there. Oh, here he is.
Then Kevin Owens comes out, and he tells Sammy, I get it. I understand why you did what you did. How many times did I betray you throughout the years?
True.
All of them.
Yeah.
Says, I'm not even mad at you after... 20 years of our careers being linked together, I just want nothing to do with you. And Sammy agrees.
For now.
He yells, I don't need you anymore. I have a family now. Owen says, I'm actually happy that the fans are seeing how great you are.
I've known it for 20 years.
But it doesn't matter how many times they call you family. You're not their real blood, and you never will be. Which is a good line, but also you're not Sammy's real blood.
That's true, too.
Yeah, but like a brother from another mother.
Yeah, and plus they're both Canadian, so same thing.
Oh, that's the same thing?
Maple syrup runs in these veins.
That's right. Cold-blooded maple syrup.
I was waiting for Sammy to be like, we're not real blood. Well, that's about to change. And then they have like a blood transfusion.
They slice their hands open and fucking...
But no, it's a different blood type. Oh God.
You're all dead.
So Jey tells Owens, if you got a problem with Sami Zayn, then you got a problem with main event Jey Uso. And Owens like, yeah, I'll kick your ass any day in the ring, so or any day of the week. So,
spoiler alert, later. Guess when that match was.
Main event.
Mm.
Backstage, Byron Saxton interviews Matt Riddle and Elias.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Riddle says they should go after the tag titles, and Elias says, you know, I've never won WWE gold.
Mm.
No.
And you never will.
Well,
that is correct.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Can people still get popped for, like, smoking weed? Is that still, like, a you can be suspended or no?
No, it's a fine now, apparently. It's but a fine. I don't think they even test anymore.
So Riddle just shows up to work with cash in his hand every day?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
His shirts literally have weed on them.
I know.
I think that's like if we test you, but they probably don't.
Right.
So Elias says, you know, or I'm sorry. So then the Usos walk up talking shit. So Riddle and Elias challenge them for the tag titles. And that match is next week.
Oh, fuck.
Riddle and Elias have one win as a tag team.
Number one contenders.
They have
one
win.
They're the only ones left. Everyone else has fought for the titles and lost.
What's next?
What?
Said they're the only ones left?
Yeah.
What match is next?
Oh, we have the Alpha Academy. Well, this can't be right. We've seen this match 50 times. Alpha Academy versus the Street Profits?
You don't want to see this match again.
Tag teams.
They act like it's new only because Ford just came back.
Right.
They're like, and you guys haven't seen this.
They're literally picking up where they left off.
Yeah. And you know what sucks for Alpha Academy? They've actually been building a little bit of momentum. Mm. But now they got to face a team that one of them just came back, or really both of them.
Right.
And of course, they just do the job.
I mean, Seth Rollins, you could pick up where you left off with the Street Profits. That'd be fun.
Whatever.
He's a face now. He's a face now. He loves the crowd now.
There was no turn, Andrew.
He's in his...
I need a turn!
Sorry, the turn was I got cashed in on, so I'm a face now.
Oh, God.
He's definitely in his slutty phase. Triple H. That's for sure.
He's in his dominatrix phase.
All right, we're not there yet. So Ford body slammed Otis for a decent reaction. And then Dawkins hit Gable with the spine buster, and then Ford hit the frog splash for the win.
Boom, boom, Cena.
Oh, so now they have as many wins as Riddle and Elias. Crazy.
Just this week.
These two are never breaking up.
Ever.
Ford and Dawkins. So just enough of that fantasy booking.
Right. Yeah.
Because you're just going to disappoint yourself.
Yep. Because it's time to put that to bed.
Not happening.
They're like, we want to break up, and New Day's like, hold my beer.
Mm. Right.
It's not happening.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from the new United States champion, Austin Theory.
Yeah,
he doesn't come out to the top game anymore, though, so that's good.
Good for him.
No more tops.
No Bakugan.
One and done.
Beyblades, I heard it was. Yeah. Because I posted the video of us making fun Beyblade? Of it. And people were like, yeah, kids still play this. Kids play Beyblade.
Kids.
Okay.
It's like whatever the fuck.
Bottom right.
You spelled kids. Yourself wrong.
Who are you?
Yeah. Who are these kids
that
play this?
Yeah. I know like three kids and they don't play it.
Yeah. Right. I made three kids and they don't play it.
So Theory says, I'm no longer the next big anything. And you got that right.
Mm.
Says, I am the now and forever of the WWE. I'm the face of Monday Night Raw. And people are saying like, oh, this is a really good promo, but let's really take a listen.
It's something that I've been thinking about a lot, lady.
Lady?
Yes. Lady?
He's talking to one lady.
Hey, lady.
I've been thinking about ladies.
Hey, lady.
My puberty kicked in.
Wait, you guys didn't get it?
No.
Oh, he's dumb.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
yeah. I think
okay.
I get it.
Though. Oh, yeah, and you got it. Yeah.
Hey, lady.
He's terrible.
So then Seth Rollins comes out wearing something that I would imagine J-Lo would wear. At an award show.
Yes.
Yeah.
It looked like he was cosplaying as J-Lo.
Only hotter.
He's like, hey, Becky, I've worn everything in my closet, all right?
That's it, yeah.
Will you throw me something?
Let him go through a slutty phase.
Slutty phase.
Tells Theory, you may have lucked your way into the United States Championship, but you know that Monday nights belong to me. And, of course, they sing his song, and he says, so congratulations. Kid.
Don't call me a kid.
And then Seth dares Theory to hit him, and he calls him a kid again. And
oh, shit.
Theory says, I'll fight you, but on the champ's time. Yeah. And I'm not your damn kid. It's like, well, I didn't think he said he was like you were his son.
Right, yeah.
I don't think that's what he meant.
No. I mean, maybe.
I'm not a kid.
Maybe that's where this goes. They start doing paternity tests. And,
no.
You know, so, somehow Seth Rollins is the
father. Austin Theory is a huge man. Mm. Like, yeah, you can call Dominic a kid, even though he's tall. He looks like he's 12 years old.
That's
but, like, Theory true. Looks like a grown man. He looks like he's 25 because he is 25.
Yeah.
How do maybe you know even a little older. It's kind of silly, but Theory still sucks on the mic.
And then Seth left to go play the first round with the Average Joes in the dodgeball tournament.
Yes, that is true.
Oh, you must be daddy.
Next up, we have The Miz versus Dexter Lumis. Anything goes match.
Anything.
Yes.
So someone just pulled a gun and shot them and won, right?
Anything goes, Eric. That's what he said.
Anything goes.
Well, you'll see, kind of.
Yeah, right.
Miz tried to once again say he was too injured to compete, but Adam Pearce wasn't buying it.
Adam Pearce?
It's like, oh, yeah, Adam Pearce.
Where the hell have you been?
Yeah.
I think the last time we saw him, he got his ass kicked by Ronda Rousey.
Probably, yeah.
He broke
That's
up
why
a fight
he's on Raw,
week, I think. But yeah,
yeah, but not really doing anything.
He's scared.
No. So Loomis bashed Miz's head into the LED screen on the ring, and it glitched out every time.
Oh, they played the glitch loop.
And then back from commercial, we see that the Miz has tightened a C-clamp on Dexter's head.
Yeah, what?
Okay.
What happened?
And it was like the equivalent of a headlock.
What is this, casino?
When you have the guy, the baby face in the headlock, and then he powers out of it, and it's like, oh my God, like that's what they did with the C-clamp. And I guess it was just, they just wanted a shot of Dexter no-selling the C-clamp and with like a blank stare, like he's Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Like as if he's got bolts in his head.
There's nothing in here. There's nothing in there.
Yeah.
What was it, casino where they did that to the guy? Fuck. His head in a vice and his eye was popping out.
Yeah.
Oh, did they do that?
Yeah,
they
did. I think so.
Jesus.
Yeah. Dexter jumped off the barricade to elbow drop Miz through a table. Miz exposed the turnbuckle. Dexter ran into it.
And then he exposed himself because anything goes.
Miz rolled him up with his feet on the top rope, but Dexter kicked out. In the end, Dexter made Miz tap to silence.
After hitting like almost a rock bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was like, Uranagi, you know.
Yeah. Uranagi slam.
Yeah. So after the match, Dexter signs his WWE contract. Adam Pearce hands him the bag of money that Miz owed him.
Bag of cash? Is that how we do transactions?
Yeah. Bag
2022?
Of cash.
And yeah. It was a Louis Vuitton. Bag of cash. It was a Louis Vuitton bag.
Well, right.
Sure. So Miz is like, oh, you're just going to give that away as well?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Or is that part of the money you owe him is the value of that bag?
You're the idiot that brought it in your favorite bag.
That's right. True.
Walmart bag? No. Paper right. Bag?
Right. H-E-B plastic bag.
Bag of glass?
Bag of glass.
Yeah.
So when he reaches in.
Oh, God, it's a bag of glass.
Bag of glass. So Dexter then starts handing out $100 bills to children.
Yeah,
just
Santa Claus?
No. He did it to like five kids.
Okay. Uncle Clark, are you Santa Claus?
Yeah. And it was really sad. Go back and watch seeing the grown men sticking their hands out. Like they were literally just like
I'm surprised they didn't like try to take it out of the kids' hands.
It was like this. There was like I want the money.
Come on, I need it.
I spent all my paycheck on this front row seat.
So I need that to eat.
Please don't make me call my parents.
Is it real?
And they're like, you spent your whole paycheck on...
I went to take a taxi instead of having my mom pick me up.
Okay. Hey, ironically, I hope it's not real. I hope Dexter's face is on it.
I can't wait to sell it on eBay.
I called my mom and she said, you spent your entire month pay on your fucking wrestling show again. I need the money. Give me the money, Dexter.
And Dexter's like,
you're my favorite wrestler.
Nope.
Child. I can't wait to get this money and then talk about how much WWE sucks on Twitter later. How AEW is so much better.
I knew I should have had a kid if I could.
I can't wait to tweet Tony Khan to say, WWE is trying to buy off their fans.
Oh, God.
So Miz then attacks Dexter from behind, and he took back the bag of money. He also snatched back one of the $100 bills from another kid.
That was fucking great.
That was good.
That was amazing.
But then Miz turned
around. I think the hundreds were real.
Yeah.
I think
They
looked real. But then Miz turned around and he got a super kick from Johnny Gargano.
Oh. Coming off of his big loss to Omos.
Yeah. I don't even like seeing him anymore.
Yeah.
So then Dexter gets his money back. Johnny gave that kid the $100 bill back and then hit Johnny's shitty new music.
Hey. Johnny Gargano posted on Instagram. He brought his kid, I guess it was Take Your Kid to Work Day or something.
Right.
He got a picture of Triple H holding his kid and doing the Triple H point.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What he's is like, this kid,
I can't
like
wait to bury this kid's career.
Was he two, one and a half?
No, oh, he's like
less than
what
a year.
What month is it? It's, oh, really? He's like 11 months or something.
Yeah, oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. Not even. So, yeah. Next up, we have Dakota Kai versus Johnny's wife, Candice LeRae.
Oh, next up.
Yeah, right that's there. Another one. Hold
boom,
on.
Boom.
Where the hell have you been?
Yeah. Can't be out at the same time. One of them's got to watch the kid.
That's Candice right. attacked Dakota before the match, and they reminded us that Damage Control took her out a month ago. And I was forgot. Like, oh.
Oh, right. That's right. That's right.
That's what you did.
Yeah. Is that why she couldn't war game?
That was why. So then Bayley and Io come out, but Pierce and officials got them out of there.
Right.
Like, what is
right.
going on?
When is ever justice happening for the yeah. good guys?
Adam Pearce is back, and he's got everything under control.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
So, yeah, Candice won with her swinging neck breaker off the top rope, and or the second rope.
Folded her like a piece of lunch meat.
Yeah, you like that?
But, you know, Damage Control, like, loses all
a
the
lot.
Time. Like, all the time.
Right, right.
I was like, who wins this? Because you can't have Dakota Kai fucking lose again.
Yeah.
As a singles wrestler, she's like Ofer. Mm-hmm. But I was like, yeah, but Candice just came back and this is her revenge match. And they just told, you know, Damage Control to get lost. So she yeah. probably wins it. And then she did.
She did.
Yay. Is that over?
No.
No.
Vengeance. Done.
Next up, Kathy Kelly interviews Belair, Asuka, and Alexa.
Keeping the streak.
Backstage.
No pants.
No pants. Yeah.
Just a skirt.
I mean, the skirt.
No pants.
She, it was Cruel Intentions inspired.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
I was in that movie, kids. Go check it out. It's true.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Were you like the ugly janitor that yeah. everyone shit on?
I was like their age back then, Eric. That movie's a really old movie.
Yeah, I know.
I was like 22.
So Belair was proud of her team for coming together and winning war games. Asuka was all excited, yelling in Japanese. And then Alexa was standing there like she didn't care.
Yeah. And then she didn't.
Kathy asked her if yeah. she had it. Kathy was like, anything to add, Alexa? But she was caught in a trance.
Yeah.
And then she said, oh, yeah, Becky was a great call. Cool. So is this a Bray Wyatt thing, or is this a gonna just turn on Belair thing?
No, it's a I'm really fucking bored thing.
It is. Oh, it was like a real moment.
I saw it, yeah.
It was a real moment?
Yeah, it was a real moment of her just like, this sucks.
Asuka posted this great thing. It was a screenshot from War Games where it's her and Bianca and Io Sky all laid out, and then she photoshopped Buzz Lightyear with the broken arm in there too.
That's really funny.
She's a hoot on Instagram.
Don't.
So yeah, back to the Alexa thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is this Bray Wyatt or is this just she's?
Well,
just
I mean, the last time they did this, they showed Bray's logo on the screen. So you have to assume this is Bray.
Okay.
The last time she had a moment, you know, his logo came up.
Yeah, so we all know how.
Could be a really cool episode of Raw if it all comes together.
Right. I'd rather see her just like fuck this like. Friendly bullshit. I'm the goddess. This is fucking beneath me. I should have that title.
That's all I want to see. I don't want to see her caught up with Bray again.
No.
She was asked in an interview, like she said in an interview recently, like they were like, why don't you haven't won any titles in a while? She was like, I just think it's better if new people get it. And it was like, yeah, that was a political
lies.
Answer.
Absolutely.
Oh, lies.
Yeah.
It's like if they fucking say you're the champ next, then you're the champ.
Correct.
You're not like, oh, I don't think so.
Nah. I'm
or then
good.
She'll be like, sure.
Unless you're Hangman Adam Page.
Done.
I'd rather be the third girl in a group that doesn't even exist.
Correct.
Right.
So finally, we have Kevin Owens versus Jey Uso with Jimmy Solo and Sammy ringside. Owens went for a swanton off the top, but Jey got his knees up. KO did hit a frog splash off the top. Jey hit Owens with two super kicks, but KO kicks out. Then he hits him with another super kick.
Another one.
Then another he kicks one. Out. Then KO hit a super kick, went for the pop-up power bomb, but oh, my back hurt. And Jey hit another super kick, but Owens kicks out again.
Okay.
That's four super kicks.
That's a lot of kickouts.
AEW.
Yeah.
In the end, Jey went for the splash off the top, but Owens moved and hit a stunner for the win to close the show.
And then Tony Khan tweeted, you think four super kicks is a lot of super kicks?
Right.
Just wait for AEW Dynamite. Live on Dynamite.
Yeah, exactly. God, thank God Owens didn't go to AEW.
Yeah.
Because he'd be doing that with the Young Bucks right now.
Super no. kicking.
They'd yeah. be just trading. They'd be just super kicking party. The Lucha Bros together and
yeah.
Jesus.
They'd be the trios champions.
Right.
Fuck.
Alrighty, that's all for Raw, so let's give some awards. Who did you have for worst dressed?
I went Seth.
Of course.
Of course I went Seth.
I love his slutty face, but, you know.
Come on, bro.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Seth freaking Rollins. Seth J-Lo Rollins.
Ooh nice. Yeah, yeah.
Best dressed?
Seth slutty Rollins. Kathy Kelly.
Mm. I had Kathy again.
I went Becky and her, just seeing her abs, postpartum abs.
They yeah. were. Oh, look at those postpartum abs.
Jesus.
Come on, she just had a baby.
We were talking about that in Survivor yeah. Series. It's yeah. like she only started showing the stomach.
After she had a baby.
After the baby.
Impressive.
It yep. is. Yeah, yeah.
Well, when your husband is CrossFit Jesus.
Oh, that's true.
He's like, you gotta get back in shape, all right?
Bitch.
Jesus. All right.
It's not me. It's Seth.
It's, I guess. Yeah. What an asshole. Then what an asshole.
Seth's such an worst asshole.
Worst acting?
I had Dominic.
Sure. Dominic.
Candice, I didn't mention it, but Candice LeRae had a backstage promo about how she was going to kick Dakota Kai's ass.
Yep.
And it was fucking horrible.
I can
She's
imagine.
Like, you know, I'm going to get. Yeah, so I had Candice. Best acting?
Sammy.
Sammy Uso.
Sammy Uso.
I kind of, I'm going to give it to KO.
Nope.
Sammy
Uso.
Uso.
When Kevin Owens.
Sammy. Said,
all right, chill out. Chill the fuck out. When you Kevin know. Owens.
Sammy
when,
Uso.
When Kevin Owens said, like, I'm just done with you. Like, no more rides. No more. Like, I felt that. Like,
yeah.
I thought it was, like, real. You know what I mean? Yeah. Without crossing the line.
You know what I felt?
What?
Sammy Uso.
Come on.
I'm feeling a little oosy.
Is that a sweep it?
It's not, no.
No, Eric, no. It's not. Sweeping would be all three.
Worst comments?
Remember, my first podcast.
I could have sworn you wanted to change your answer.
Worst comments?
Who's the kid now?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah fuck let's that go kid. With that.
Sure, we can sweep that one.
Yeah.
That one, that we one. Can sweep.
Yeah.
Best comment?
That was oosy.
That was oosy.
I can I have an honorable mention?
No,
that was great.
You know,
an honorable kinda, mention.
I remember my first podcast.
You know, it's
oh
kind
of
like
God, I have an opinion of my own.
It's kind of like Jay and Sammy over here,
I
and
know.
We got like Solo just not wanting to join in.
Where's your towel?
Well, Solo's probably the next singles towel. Champion. So there you go. No, what's his face?
Byron Saxton.
No, keep going.
JBL.
Corey?
Corey said when Bailey came out, he's like, leave it to Bailey to ruin the greatest moment of Zachary's life when he yeah. was with Becky.
Right.
I thought that was funny.
Worst match?
Rhea versus Mia. Rhea, Mia.
I had Profits and Alpha Academy. Fuck, Mia, again?
That's what I had because, again,
yeah.
What this is like match 50.
Well, I had Rhea, Mia because it led to that 8-person tag, which was my slow-mo.
Yeah.
Yeah, the slow-mo was Judgment Day versus yeah. the OC. Commercial sweep free.
Sweep it. Unfortunately.
Ugh.
Best match.
JKO.
Jane.
JKO.
JKO.
Yeah.
Sweep it.
Worst move.
Hitting people with poster boards.
It's kind of funny.
I had the C clamp.
The C clamp has to win it.
Okay.
The fucking C clamp.
Is that a sweep it?
Yeah, we're back from commercial. They don't even explain where he got it.
No.
No.
Nope. You know, there, C-clamp.
Anything goes. It was in his Louis Vuitton bag.
I think he had it.
It's a Louis Vuitton.
I think yeah. he put it on his own head.
It was in the Louis Vuitton bag.
Yeah. Right.
Best move?
The table spot.
Louis I had Sammy in. And Jay hugging.
Okay. I had no forced tag out.
That was a cool for table Rhea. Spot.
Okay. Sure. But I had Sammy and Jay hugging. We've okay. been, I've been wanting to see that forever.
It's wow. a beautiful move.
Wow.
Worst moment or segment?
The Riddle and Elias backstage thing.
I had covering the Miz like before the match as Baron Saxon.
That, oh, that
like,
was a repeat. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
I had Styles challenging Judgment Day to a match because the whole time I'm just like,
no, 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 no.
No, please, God, no. And
this could be the worst event in wrestling history.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then it was.
It was. It lived up to the hype.
Best moment or segment?
Bloodline.
Just the whole Bloodline segment.
Sammy hugging Jay.
Yeah. There you go. All right, breaking news. So Logan Paul initially said he tore his ACL after his match with Roman Reigns. But in a video, obviously he was speculating, because in a video on his YouTube channel, they showed his doctor telling him that he suffered a grade 3 tear of his MCL that will require 6 weeks to heal. So, I mean, it's already been a few weeks.
Yeah, sure.
He's probably almost healed up.
He'll be in the Rumble.
Well, you sigh, but, like, if he just makes a surprise appearance and he's in the Rumble, then that's great.
Love it.
What they shouldn't do is have him cut promos in the fucking ring. Because those are cringe times 20.
Yeah.
I would love to see him in the Rumble. I'm not going to lie. Right. 30 guys, like him or, like, fucking Holland. Sure.
Him or Bad Bunny, I'll take Logan Paul.
For sure.
Right. Speaking of Logan Paul, he was invited to Mattel headquarters because they are making an Ultimate Edition figure of him.
And it looks like they did it already.
Yeah. Well, they have one for him.
Right.
You can now pre-order it, Mattel
But that's
Creations.
Through WWE?
No, it's through Mattel.
But gotta be.
They make, well, no, yeah. They make their figures.
Oh, okay.
Got it.
That looks good.
Yeah.
So a couple weeks ago, Randy Orton's wife posted a picture of him in a hospital gown and bed. Mm. So fans were like, oh, I guess he finally had surgery.
Right.
And Fightful reports that Orton had fusion surgery on his lower back, which will put him out of action for even more time. Like, when did he go out? Like, May?
Like, right.
It was after, like, soon after Mania.
Yeah, I think it was WrestleMania Backlash, they lost the titles, like, or like right after that.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, like, he's been out for a long time and now he just had surgery.
Right.
You know, there's always a timing to these things. Maybe something else had to heal first before they did this.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's not going to be back for like, you know?
Yeah. Right.
It's going to be a long time. Like, just drop the whole Riddle doing Orton's moves. It's like enough.
Right.
Enough already.
Yeah, I mean, this is more of a rumor, but it basically, is he retiring after this because of his age and, you know, back or neck? That's usually pretty...
Could retirement... I mean, when Edge had to have that neck surgery, he's like, I got to retire.
Right.
Yeah, eventually, he came back, but, you know, Randy's got to look at his options and be like, all right, if I go back, is it going to mean something or am I going to go back to teaming with dumbass Riddle?
Well, but he's been loving that.
Well, probably because Riddle would get some great weed.
I think Orton should be the one that breaks Rick's record, though, since he's super close. And I don't see Cena doing
He's only
like,
at 14,
run.
Though.
You mean Cena's record? It's Cena's WWE record.
Right.
Right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So, be interesting.
Yep.
Right. We'll see. Anything else?
Yeah, I thought this was funny. I'm not sure where he was interviewed, but Bobby Lashley revealed that he turned down roles in both Stranger Things and Mortal Kombat.
What do you mean, Stranger Things?
Right. Would he have been the main bad guy?
Right, the Demogorgon.
I wonder who it is. He's like...
Right, yeah. Bond Stoneman.
Bond Stoneman. Yeah, yeah. I doubt it was a speaking role.
Yeah,
no.
It's unknown what roles he would have filled in those properties, but he said he is open to bigger roles once he slows down in professional wrestling. Well, like, you can't act in professional wrestling.
Yeah.
You can't act.
Right.
I'm sorry, my guy.
What was he going to be in Mortal Kombat? Goro?
Right.
They were just like, probably, I'm going to stick two fake arms on you.
This is probably his agent going, hey, we should make inquiries about these movies. And he's like, I basically turned it down.
Hey, would you guys want Bobby Lashley? And they were like,
No.
Yeah.
Right, basically. I mean,
what reel did they play for them?
If he's going to
we sent him his acting reel. What is it? Bond Stoneman.
Oh, no.
No. That was pretty good.
Right.
So were you a confused
Maybe you'll
wrestler?
See him on a, you know, a straight to streaming near you with like Bruce Willis or Mel Gibson or something.
Yeah, right.
He could have been in that fucking Kurt Angle zombie movie.
He could have.
He would have fit right in.
Perfectly.
Yeah. They were like, are you a bad actor?
Yeah.
Join us. This is either a rumor
You're hired.
Yeah. But basically, this year's Survivor Series was the highest grossing and most watched in history.
Well, yeah, it's because everyone's got the cock.
Peacock, yeah.
Right. More people with cocks more.
Exactly.
More wow. people watching.
Should we wow. move on to rumors?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Oh, thanks.
Rumors!
Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So there was a big rumor going around that Roman Reigns was very upset after War Games and was like cursing a bunch and freaking out because Kevin Owens slapped him in the face too hard, and it might have ruptured his eardrum.
Oh, come on.
In the match.
Right.
Was it his clitoris or his eardrum?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. I just wasn't sure.
Like, but he called fancy. He's like, ow, daddy.
My pussy hurts.
Apparently everything has blown over and everything's cool now.
Yeah.
But they're saying this is why Roman did not appear at the post-show press conference.
Because his ear hurt.
But yeah, Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns is the rumored plan for Royal Rumble.
Yeah. Seems like we've seen it before.
Yeah.
Well, we have seen it many times.
At the Rumble.
So he just fucking takes another dive.
That'll be their third match at the Rumble, right, if they do that?
It will be. Because Rumble in San Antonio.
Yeah.
And
Thunderdome Rumble.
Thunderdome Rumble.
Yeah.
And then now...
No!
Another... So they would be fighting again in San Antonio Rumble.
That's right.
Holy shit.
I mean, what else would it be? You can't fucking do Sheamus.
Yeah.
You can't.
Now you get to put Sami Zayn in the shark cage.
There you go.
That's funny.
Yeah, that match was awesome.
Yeah.
Also, this one made me laugh. Fightful says, a WWE superstar was asked to audition for Black Panther Wakanda Forever. Mm. They said Damian Priest was asked to read for the role of Namor.
Shut the fuck up.
Unfortunately, Bobby Lashley was his acting coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, what fucking tape did they send them? What tape did they see?
Yeah.
I'll put the final nail in the coffin. In the coffee.
Oh, God.
Like, he's... All rise. I said all rise. Oh, my God. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Call him.
Yeah,
really?
I mean, why would they want to go with a, you know, a real actor when they could get a pro wrestler?
Wait, I have audio of how that call went. It was like, ring, ring. Yes, hello. Yes, hi. Is this Damian Priest's agent? Yes, it is. Hi, this is, I'm from Marvel. I'm the casting director. We'd love to have Damian call in come in to read for the role of Namor. Really?
Yeah. He fucking believed it.
It's more like, hi, this is the assistant to the casting director. Vince McMahon paid me $10,000 to ask you to read. So just send in something. Oh, do you have a script? No.
No.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. Anything else?
No.
Well, then it's trivia time.
All right. I tried to grab an old one.
Oh.
From way back.
So what do you have for trivia then?
So, who? Go ahead.
Are you?
Who successfully defended their Intercontinental Championship against Chris Jericho at Survivor Series?
What year?
99.
Mm.
Jeff Jarrett?
No.
Oh, I know who it is.
You?
Who is it, Eric?
China.
It is China.
Damn, China.
Andrew called you out because he thought you were lying.
Yeah.
And then boom.
Well, but nailed it. It was my turn. So I had some clues. Gave it up.
I had some clues.
Eric gave me the answer like a fucking idiot.
China. That's right. That's right. Because that was Jericho's first feud.
Yeah.
China.
It was China. And she had China. Miss Kitty in her corner. Remember she had the little mini me?
Oh,
Miss
God,
Kitty was her mini me.
Also, fun fact, who did Jericho lose to in his first match in WWE?
The Rock?
No.
He
lost his first match.
Two?
He had a debut match and lost.
Yeah, I don't remember.
He lost to Road Dogg by disqualification.
No. Wow.
He was beating him, and then he decided to... He either used a chair or put him through a table.
Mm.
And it was just like, well, you lose, though.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah. Make an impact.
He's like, undisputed champion. Fair enough.
Yeah, one day.
One day.
All right.
Ring of Honor TV champ.
Don't even go there. It's the saddest.
Is he still that?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right, fan questions. Oh. This is from Bryn Miller. Mm. Can you tell me why I actually liked the four-person tag match? Sorry in advance.
Well, all right, so apology not accepted.
All right, Brandon, never reading your questions again. Jake Baker, does Sammy eventually turn on the bloodline to help KO, or do they turn on Sammy when he shows mercy slash empathy towards KO?
This is the whole thing.
Right? Well, why would he show mercy and empathy? Unless they're, like, literally about to murder him.
Right, right.
Like, hey, we're about to just, like, stab him in the head.
Mm-hmm.
No,
literally
I agree.
Murder. The C-clamp.
This was...
C-clamp.
Right. That's going to be their new go-to.
Yeah.
This was so, like, permanently done in a way, right? Like, I don't see them going down either one of those roads anytime soon.
Hey, we're
going
to run over his head.
Right
now,
it almost have to be that. It almost have to be something like that.
Something like career-ending injury.
Yeah,
it could still happen. Zach Wilson is garbage.
Oh,
Pushfire Barry, Geno Smith, Sam Darnold, Zach Wilson.
Oh my God, push Geno right now. How do you not?
I guess.
And then
bottom right,
Barry, Sam, and fire Zach right now.
Bottom right.
Yeah,
right.
I mean Sam Darnold actually. He played better than Zach Wilson on the Jets.
Yeah.
Yep. And then he says, Mike White for president. Yeah, let's hope so.
Let's do it.
Justin Stewart, right, Eric?
Yeah.
Hey, USA, USA. Did you watch the World Cup? You're a soccer guy.
Yeah, I watch. Well, yeah. I was getting updates. I was at work.
Okay. You excited? Saturday morning? No? Yeah. You don't like the World Cup?
So I'm not big on like USA in the World Cup because no one really gives a shit. They just like pretend to while they're winning.
USA, USA.
Right, yeah, that's my point. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
Justin Stewart, what is the one wrestling opinion that you have that no one will ever change? Like you will die on that hill.
I got Eric's.
What?
We should all do each other's.
Okay.
Hulk Hogan is trash.
All right. Yeah.
It's got to be yours.
I will die on that hill.
Yeah. You will never let anyone tell you anything else.
So Andrews is Stone Cold is the greatest wrestler of all time.
Well, I would just say Goldberg sucks.
Oh,
Goldberg is trash.
I mean, that's not that big of a hill.
No.
It's more like a
bump
in the road.
There's still a lot of people.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
Name.
All right. So what's Joe's die on the hill? It's gonna be something Stacey Keibler.
Stacey Keibler has the best feet.
I will die on a mountain stating that. No, I still think.
What about Zelina Vega? Stacey Keibler, you motherfuckers!
Yes, can't really deny any of that.
Oh my God.
I love her. No, mine might be like Ultimate Warrior was like iconic. Character that meant a lot to a lot of people,
but
well, he did
when I was a kid.
But Stacey Keibler's feet,
Stacey Keibler's feet, or Ultimate Warrior? Sorry, Warrior.
Sorry, fuck you, Warrior.
You're out.
This is from Oh Hey, didn't see you there.
Oh,
Wiener Wars looked great, but you missed the chance to do a jumbo sized one and name it Ms. Wiener. Could have had one line of ketchup on it for the vein. Oh, get the pick, and then he says, "Get the pick back up, Joe."
Hey, fans, chill.
Because of the naked Miz.
Yeah.
Penis Photoshop.
Miz. Right.
Wow.
Tim, what was the reason for using the White Rabbit song with Bray if he doesn't use it?
True. That's true.
Thank you.
Make it seem cooler
it
than it actually
for
is.
It was just for the fun.
Because Alice in Wonderland and stuff.
Videos.
Yeah.
River Gross, can you guys give me a shout out for being 45 days sober? Absolutely.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, man. Give you a real one there.
There you go. What do Stone Cold and Ric Flair think about him being 45 days sober?
Drinking is fun!
No. I'm not going to tell somebody that they should drink when they shouldn't. Oh, I was 45 days
really,
sober
Steve?
Once.
Was he?
I don't know.
That's only because I couldn't get my hands on a beer.
I was stuck in the Sahara Desert.
Yeah. Josh DeStefano, am I the only one that thinks Seth Rollins' outfits are completely cringy?
Yes.
I don't think he is the only one. And Corey Graves' commentary is way too over the top.
Nah, could be worse.
He can be. I mean, I'm more annoyed by Kevin Patrick.
Yeah, I hate Kevin
Patrick. Kevin Patrick is just plus, another heel guy. Michael Cole.
He's trying to be heelish. It works most of the time.
T1, I'm sorry, but there's nothing special about Johnny Garbanzo.
Garbanzo. Not right now.
Dexter Lumis has potential. Garbanzo's hope is to be his manager. Ugh.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I mean, yeah, you can't argue.
They're the new Adam Cole and Keith Lee.
Yeah, there you go. Jason Dearham, if you guys call the Best Acting Award the Kevin Owens Award, we can call the Worst Dressed Award the Seth Rollins Award.
Pretty much. I'll give you that.
P.S. Now that Becky is dressing in normal clothes, does Seth feel the need to make up for both of them?
Yes.
Sure.
Maybe. 100%.
It's like we both got to look hot, all right?
Mr. Slapnuts, I feel like Spinning Solo is a name that makes no sense. It's a spinning rock bottom. I get it's his name, but imagine if Owens hit the pop-up Kevin.
Wow.
This is not
Tell
bad.
Me more about this Kevin well, but popping up.
You have the Stone Cold Stunner.
Yeah, that's true.
Pop-up Kevin.
I mean, yeah, the spinning solo, it is just a rock bottom.
Yeah, it is. Totally you know. Is.
Yeah.
St. Lopez, if you can bring back any gimmick match that's not currently used, which one and who would you want it? Who would you want to see in it?
A gimmick match they don't use anymore.
Put a Roman Reigns in an Inferno match.
Oh, God.
Fucking great.
Burn him down. Set him on fire.
Sure.
Can we throw Goldberg in there?
Hell yeah.
I used to love the strap matches where you had to hit all four corners in succession.
Buried Alive.
That's true. We haven't done the Buried Alive.
That would be great for Owens and Reigns. Buried alive.
Yeah, that would be
you
good.
You mean so after Reigns accidentally buries himself alive? Yeah. He'd be like, no, you can't bury yourself.
He'll fall in and then accidentally hit the lever and then he'll bury himself.
No, wait. And then Kevin Owens is like,
he'll knock himself out, fall in.
Kevin Owens is like,
the lever.
He's like, just give me the belt, Ferrari. Yeah.
I won. I fucking won.
Enough. That's enough.
Kayfabe is kayfabe.
It's time for a change.
Oh my God. That would be amazing.
Even God knows it.
Like, even though Roman Reigns, he's been killing it lately, but remember his return in 2020 at SummerSlam? You'll never see it coming. And then he shows up, right?
Uh-huh.
He's whooping everyone, but then remember the ring is fucked up and he backed up to try to lean against the ropes that weren't there and he just fell out of the ring.
Yeah.
You'll never see it coming. And it's like, yeah, he's still Roman Reigns. He might look a little cooler, but he's still Roman Reigns.
Mm. Oh my God. That would be the most amazing thing to see Roman Reigns' final destination himself. That is the most final destination thing.
I mean, at that point, they would have no choice.
They absolutely.
I bet like the next night on Raw, they would do some sort of like storyline thing where like Paul Heyman like just gets the belt back. You know what I mean? Like, whoa, we talked to WWE management and then it's just like a fuck you Kevin Owens thing. Right. It's like when Daniel Bryan won the title that one time.
Right.
And they literally just made him hand the belt back.
Yeah.
Like, that was the stupidest fucking shit ever.
He beat Cena clean, and then they had Orton come cash in, right?
Yeah, but no, but then there was another time, like, a couple months later, where he won, and then the Authority came out, and they were like, no, that didn't count. It didn't count.
Right.
And they just handed the title back.
Jesus.
It was so fucking dumb. They'd probably do something like that.
Probably, yeah.
Jonathan Ramos, Push Fireberry, Sammy and KO dethrone the Usos.
Push for sure.
Push that.
Sammy dethrones Reigns.
Push that.
Or Owens dethrones Reigns.
Push that.
I mean, right now,
Sammy
I would push.
And Kevin dethrone the Usos and Reigns.
Oh. And they each take a title?
They each take a title.
Oh, man.
I would say push Sammy dethroning Reigns, Barry, Kevin Owens dethroning Reigns. Fire the tag titles, you know, that's nothing when you compare it to that.
Right.
Yeah, like, that was good. They both take one title. Right. Fucking great.
Oh, my God.
They have the tag and the fucking championships.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, they both pin them together.
Right.
The ref's just like, one, two, three.
Split the titles! The ref just fucking says it.
Here
you Pierce comes out, he's like, okay, here.
Yeah, right.
Noah WW777 I'm bringing back something Eric said a while back, okay. And I want to get Jim Ross's opinion.
Oh, no.
If Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns were combined, would he be your beastly chief?
Did I say that?
And what would be the state of your hormones and barbecue sauce? He said, Eric said, and I quote, my beastly chief.
Wow.
I don't know.
Not bad.
If they were combined, he'd be the beastly chief. I guess you'd probably have to use about, let me see, let me do some math. Roman times beast equals, I guess you'd have to order about 200 bottles of Jim Ross's barbecue sauce.
The beastly barbecue chief.
Get it, jimrossbarbecuesauce.com.
Barbecue sauce.
/ calm down freaks for a little something extra.
Hashtag
freaks.
Hashtag feet.
Freaks.
Hashtag feet freaks.
You got to join
feet
me.
Freak and, army.
It's me and Joe's exclusive club, Feet Freaks.
Feet Freaks.
Me and Joe's exclusive Patreon.
That'd be their band name.
Feet Freaks.
Feet Freaks.
Feet
Freaks.
Wow. Fucking go platinum.
Pop Culture Junkie. Which of you can book the shittier or best 3 stages of hell match? Pick the opponents and which 3 stipulations and the 3 matches would you have? That's like a Patreon episode.
Maybe Pop Kevin Owens and Sammy go through 3 stages of hell.
Quit trying to get quality content for free.
I mean, Triple H and HBK had to do it.
Yeah.
So maybe Sammy and KO go through 3 stages of hell to get over it.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Basepot Pete looks like Beyblade still can't cut a promo. Speaking of him, I have a theory that Uncle Howdy is really IRS and the return of Bray Wyatt was all set up as one last death match, Flair versus IRS.
Oh, my God.
Cool.
No.
That's probably it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris Klim, what's up, guys? Long time no talk. Not a question, but Eric, when are you coming out with a cookbook? We hungry.
Yeah. We've said that.
People want them wieners.
They want the wieners. D-Log, Pushfire Barry, Roman doesn't hold the world title for a whole year.
Uh-huh.
Charlotte doesn't hold the women's title for a whole year. That's basically right now.
Yeah, that's happening.
Or Sammy wins the world title, but it's a 2-month reign.
I'll take that.
We'll take the 2 months. We'll
take the 2-month reign. Omar, is it just me or every time Kevin Owens does a stunner, you cringe a little?
No.
It just doesn't feel like it hits the same way. Or is impactful when Stone Cold would do it. That's because he's Stone Cold.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
He's the most over guy ever.
Hello.
Hello.
Does the super kick, is that as impactful when everyone else does it other than Shawn Michaels?
No. And you know what? I'm not a huge fan of KO doing the stutter because I loved his pop-up powerbomb. And you can kind of do it to anybody. And it was his.
Yeah.
Like, no one's ever done it.
At least he does the pop-up now, though.
Right.
Yeah. At least he alternates, right?
Yes. You're going to want that pop-up.
Yeah, that's right. The pop-up Kevin.
Yeah. You want that Kevin to pop up.
Alan Kimmett, was Seth Rollins cosplaying as Dolph Ziggler at Survivor Series?
No.
I don't get that one.
Oh, because of like him.
Oh, we thought he was like Power Ranger, like Jason David Frank.
No.
Seth Rollins?
I think they just meant because he lost the title.
Oh,
just because he loses?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Jobbed.
Paul, on a scale of 1 to 10, how annoying is Kevin Patrick on commentary?
An 11.
Dun.
He's literally excited by anything and everything.
Sure.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's all for fan questions.
That's it. Boom. That's the show.
Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling.
Yeah.
Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And become a supporter of the show for only $5 a month at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
All right.
And we have 2 bonus episodes that we're doing for the month of December.
Yeah.
So a lot of you have already sent in your ideas. Send us some more. And we got 2 to do this month.
Yeah. Thanksgiving, things got a little hectic.
And it's Christmas, so Eric's been pushing hard for Santa with muscles. So
wait, what?
Merry Christmas, dude!
Don't you dare ask. wrestling, but only part-time. Strong Ric Flair's pretty sublime, yeah. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. Every circle's loved and he can't really hold in his piss. He made hashtag push Eric, yeah, we'll push him off a cliff. Josh, he's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with